From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Dominica's prime minister takes seriously death threats against him and his ministers. Chaos for Jamaica's commuters as taxi and minibus drivers strike in protest against increased vehicle taxes. And the team investigating the U.S. sniper suspect while in Antigua presents its findings. I'm Ben Mead, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Dominica's Prime Minister Pierre Charles says he's taking seriously death threats made against him and members of his government. They were received in a letter to lawyer Tony Astafan, who's an advocate for Mr. Charles's Labour Party. The letter was sent by a group calling themselves the Antigua Dominica Mafia Defence Force, a group the Prime Minister says he's never heard of before. A copy of the letter has been sent to the Commission of Police to investigate, but Mr. Charles insists he isn't fearful for his life. The government has been strongly criticized for its handling of the country's economic situation, having introduced tough measures in what's best described as an austerity budget passed last year. So what exactly are the threats made against the Prime Minister and his ministers? That's what I've been hearing from Prime Minister Charles.
In fact, if I'm to quote, it says that we now have grenade, poison and AK-47 rifles, not only to kill you, and is referring to senior counsel Astafan, but the crooked Pierre Charles.